want you to sing, pray, and listen with us. We are so glad you made it to this important time. Let's worship.
Good morning. How is that for a welcome? All right. If you could all stand up with us. And my kiddos, we've got some good helpers today that are going to be here to support you as you praise and worship. Now, the songs that we're going to sing this morning, you know, these are great oldies and goodies. But of course, as children, we like to throw a twist in there for you. Children and adults have lots of different ways of learning. Some people, you can see something, you know it forever. Some people, you have to hear it, you know it forever. Some people have to see it and hear it. Other people have to do something. We want everyone to walk away today having learned something and grown closer to Jesus. So we're going to incorporate all of it. You're going to see it, you're going to hear it, and you're going to do it. So the first song that we are going to sing with you this morning, hey, you know what helps if I turn this on? Huh. Okay. It's called Blessed Be Your Name. Now, we've got some motions I want to teach to you. So the first thing you're going to do is put your hands up in the air, and you're going to raise the roof. Blessed. That's pretty easy, right? Blessed. And then be your name. Make an L with your right hand. Put it on your left shoulder and go down to your right hip like it's a sash, like you just won the pageant of a lifetime. So blessed be your name. When the sun, that one's pretty logical, shining down on me. When the world's all as it should be, thumbs up. When the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Easy enough. Again, blessed be your name. Then for the road marked with suffering, we're just going to make our hands go over and over with fists. You can make a face like you're really suffering. And then put your hands out for the pain and the offering. Blessed be your name. Then every blessing you pour out, we're going to rain the blessings down. And then we're going to turn them back to praise. Don't put your hands down, though. It's so tempting. You're going to keep them up, and then you're going to close the darkness in right over your eyes. Then still you're going to say, so you're going to sing it out really loud, blessed be the name of the Lord. You can do that a lot of times. And then when we do give and take away, you actually have to move forward a little bit. You give and take away. You give. Oh, let's try it all together. Ready? You give and take away. Oh, that was much better. All right. Your heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. And that's it. It's a very, very simple song. You know it, so I want to hear you singing. And I want to see you singing with us with the motions. All right, my friends, this is their first chance to sing with our awesome band. So we are really going to raise the roof today.
Blessed be your name on the road. Well, good morning. Happy Sabbath. If we could just get these offering plates started, if you can start one on this side. And if I can get you to start passing this one on this side, let's start right back here. There you go. Well, look, we're glad to have you here today. I think you see that it's going to be a very special service. Our young people are going to present for us. But if you are visiting for the first time and you're looking for a church home, well, you found it. We would ask you to fill out the bulletin and put the information either in the offering plate or give it to me or Dave. And that way we will be able to get you on our email list so you will know what's going on at RGF. A couple announcements and then we'll turn over the program to our young people. When you walked in today, we have these cards out front. We would like each family to take 3 or 4 of them so you can invite them for Friday evening where we're going to have the Lord's Supper right here at the church and the Sabbath service. And then Saturday night, we're having the baseball game, the Ties Day. And then we also have a Sunday morning, I think it's a baptism, but I don't have my glasses on. Yes, baptism. So please take 3 or 4 of these and invite anybody you can. And update on the Tides game. I feel a little bad that not everyone can come this year since it's Easter weekend. So if you're not signed up, and you want to come, the sign-up sheet's out front. Please sign up. That's April 15th. And at the end of the game, they have fireworks. But if you can't make it this year because you're going to be going away for Easter, see me because we might have a second night for those who can't make it. I've heard of, they really enjoyed it and they're sorry they couldn't be there. So if you can't make April 15th, see me, maybe not this week, but next week, and tell me, and I might have a second Tithes night for those who weren't able to make it April 15th.
My turn now?
Your turn.
My turn. Good morning, everybody.
And try not to be like Paulo was last week. He almost turned announcements into a sermon.
I noticed that like we're the only like non-children doing the service, and I said to Loretta, that's kind of weird. Don't you want children? She said, oh no, you and Charles are perfect. So anyway, yeah. So I don't know. Where are we in the announcements? Did you talk about the Easter stuff already? No. Yes.
I just talked about.
I heard you mention the cards. Okay.
Where were you, Dave?
Well, because you're going off my sheet. Anyway, okay. By the way, Sabbath School Quarterlies are in the back on one of those chairs. By the closet in the back. If you don't have one, grab it. If you're not coming to the Sabbath School, we call it Bible study here. You're losing out. We have good teachers, good discussion. That's a fantastic time. But grab a quarterly and plan on being here next Sabbath at 10. You can still sleep in. Okay. Let's see. Children's Church every first and third Sabbath. This is one of those Children's Church Sabbath, as you can tell. So parents, that's a great time to bring your kids. They really enjoy the program in the back, and it'll give you a little bit of a break during church. The Poetan Pathfinders, which is a group that we sponsor, I see we don't have a slide for it, they are having a Pine Derby race at TAA, the Pine Derby cars that you build by hand I don't build. You could do it. He could do it. I couldn't do it. Anyway, they're having a race at TAA on April 8th at 6:30 in the evening. Food, games, and fun for everyone. Since Charles has already talked about the Easter program and the invitation cards, this would be a great time for Loretta to make an announcement that she is just dying to give.
I really am. You don't even know. Okay, so this is Children's Ministry Sabbath, and what would that be? Hold on just a second. I mean, I can't compete with that. What would that be without an opportunity to ask you, would you like to be involved? And, you know, I really fancy myself a fairly creative person. I am just nowhere near as creative as what you're about to see. So just sit back, and if you feel so moved, let us know afterward. But this is just fun. So enjoy this moment.
Yes, I'm back again, 'cause we need your help. There's so many kids, we're adding services. It may be infants, or maybe sixth grade. We call it volunteer, 'cause you don't get paid. You'll love the weekly skit, and how the story's told. All-star praisers sing, lots of fun for young and old. You can do this thing, even if you're new, 'cause there's a spot for you. So just get off your rear, no fear, stand up and cheer. Come join this year, all your kids wait here, 'cause babies need you here to work. Help us put our children first, please don't say no, no, no. Come on, we need you now, let's go, 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 'cause babies need you here to work. Your smiles are the greatest. Kids will come to hear you love them, read the Bible, and have lots of fun. How bad do we need you? I'm sure that you can see I'm singing Katy Perry. So just get off your rear, no fear, stand up and cheer. Come join this year, all your kids wait here, 'cause babies need you here. Help us put our children first. Please don't say no, no, no. Come on, we need you now. Let's go, go, go. 'Cause babies need you here to work. Your smiles are the greatest perk. Please don't say no, no, no. Come on, we need you now. Let's go, go, go. Show you to your room, room, room. These kids are great and will adore. Oops, I don't think that that one's yours. 'Cause babies need you here to work. Help us put our children first. Please don't say no, no, no. Come on, we need you now. Let's go, go, go. Babies need you here to work. Their smiles are the greatest perk. Please don't say no, no, no. Come on, we need you now. Let's go, go, go.
Okay, Loretta, you have to say something, because I... I've got nothing.
Dave.
That's what I was going for. What I saw was you just really fighting the urge to stand up and go, me, I will do it. But I know how you feel about duct tape, so.
Hey, Dave. You know, on this iPhone on Amazon, you can order anything. I ordered you the pants and the
hair, thank you,
and the wig. So if you run up and down here during Vacation Bible School, it'll look just like that video.
I'm done. I'm done.
If you want. Look right here. I can rush order it and have it to your house by Tuesday.
I am on the edge right now. I am on the edge. Okay.
Couldn't you see Dave in that hairpiece and those pants?
You just work that in your imaginations all you want. All right. So we got a ladies' Bible study. 6:30 on Wednesdays here at the church. We've got a Bible study that I was leading at the Y at 6:45 on Friday. I'm not sure, given what I'm feeling right now, it's really appropriate for me to lead a Bible study, but 6:45 Friday up at the Y, just up the street. It's a good time. And I think that's all. Oh, yeah, we are having potluck today. If you'd like to stay, we would love to have you right after the service in here. And I think that's it for the announcements, which used to be a safe space for me. All right. Let's go ahead and pray one more time. Thank you. Let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you that we can get together and laugh and joke and have fun. You are you're a God of joy and happiness. You designed us to laugh and be in community and enjoy each other's presence. You also designed us to enjoy your presence. We have a hole in us that is God-shaped, and it can only be filled by you. So now, come in, fill the space, and occupy that hole in each of us that is shaped like you. Use this time to grow us into the men and women and the boys and girls that you made us to be. Thank you in Jesus' name.
All right, if you'll stand with us, we're going to continue singing together as we get all our wonderful team up. Guys, if you want to come up and help too, you totally can. Any kids that have come in a little bit, you can always come up and join us. The song that we're going to sing, again, you're going to know it. It's called Mighty to Save, and the motions go like this. For Savior, you use your tall man middle fingers to touch the palm of each hand to show where the nails were in Jesus' hand. Then you take your fists and you knock them together and you build a mountain. So Savior, he can move the mountain. My God is mighty. Do your best, like, muscles. Let me see him. Where's your muscles? You have muscles. Do you see their muscles? I'm missing the muscles. God is mighty. Oh, man. Okay, we got one muscle. Hooah! Everybody, mighty to save. Mighty to save. Then you're going to take your hands down low and shake them and move them up. Forever author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. You make muscles over here. Conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. And that's it. It's a very simple. Watch the kids sing along with us. Mighty to save. I'm so sorry. I should know this as an educator. Never say something in the negative because they will do the opposite. Stay here. Stay on your feet, friends. This is what I should have said. 10,000 reasons. Okay. The sun comes up. I bet you're never going to guess what the motions are for this one. Ready? The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. Then this is where it gets really fun. You make fists and you kind of put them backwards and take a step forward. It's time to sing your song again. Then, whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Then for the chorus, bless the Lord, O my soul. Then make an O with your hands, and this is where it gets a little aerobic. Ready? O my soul. Let's try that again. Ready? O my soul. The kids, they like to go down really low. I'm kind of just here. But, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Then, you're rich in love. You put your hands out and share that richness. And slow to anger. Then, remember that step forward with the fist back thing? Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, you want to share it out there? I will keep on singing. So you're going to just make some fists and really show how emphatically you're going to sing through no matter what happens. God is good. Then, this is another super tricky one. 10,000 reasons. Ready? 10,000 reasons. Just 10 for my heart to find. And then it's the chorus again. That's the whole song. So, let's start at the beginning. Okay.
How can we call on him in whom we have not believed?
And how can we believe without hearing about him?
And how can we hear without a preacher?
And how can we preach unless we are sent?
As it is written,
How welcome are the feet of those who announce the gospel of good things.
But all did not obey the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message?
So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the message of Christ.
And what's the message?
It is a message of grace.
It is a message of love.
It is good news.
For God so loved the world
that he gave his only son,
that whosoever believes in him
shall not perish but have eternal life.
I'm too young.
I'm too old.
I don't know enough.
I'm so busy.
I'm overwhelmed.
I've got to get an education.
I've never told anyone before.
I'm hoping they will ask me before I have to tell them.
I'm just hoping to survive this school year.
I don't think anyone will believe me.
I've got to make the team and finish the project.
I've got to get that raise.
I've got to make more friends.
I'm going to wait.
I have to wait, or I'll end up saying the wrong things.
All my friends already know.
I've got so many problems.
I'm afraid they'll get mad.
I'm afraid they'll laugh at me.
I'm afraid they'll ask me something I don't know.
I'm afraid I'll not say the right thing.
I'm hoping someone else will tell.
I'm hoping they'll hear it on TV.
But how can they call on him whom they have not believed? And how can they believe without hearing about? And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how welcome are the feet of those who announce the gospel of good things. But all did not obey the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the message about Christ.
Lord, show me how.
Lord, give me your joy.
Help me to understand how important it is to let them know.
Lord, you gave me everything. Now you command me to go.
I am tired of being silent on the most important thing.
I'm leaving all my fears to give you everything.
My life, my heart, my words, and trust.
I'm going to tell the story.
Because I simply must.
Well, good morning. This is not a role you get to see me in very often. This is, you're probably glad to hear, not my first foray into the sermon giving world. It's my second, so, you know, bear with. But it's such an honor to be able to share on a day where the kids are involved. And, you know, I probably will cry at some point today, but, you know, we'll see what we can do. So I did some research. Mila and I did a lot of research trying to find resources to really bring this day to life. And I think that you guys have really done that, so thank you. I know God is working through you. But I want to start off with a scripture, Romans 10, 14 to 17. But how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe without hearing about him? And how can they hear without a preacher or a teacher? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how welcome are the feet of those who announce the gospel of good things. But all did not obey the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the message about Christ. One of the amazing things about the good news is this. After Jesus came down to earth to teach us how to live, to give us a new way to connect with God and then die for our sins, to conquer the sting of death and rise to victory, he gave Christians the responsibility to tell the world about salvation. This is what he said to his followers. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. What an amazing idea. I mean, he could have sent angels. He could have taken his hand and written it in the sky with clouds. He could have left the duty to judges, kings, all the authority people in the world, all those who hold the power. He could have given them that job, but he didn't. He left the responsibility of sharing this incredibly wonderful news with the common, ordinary people just like you and me. We speak the truth in many ways. When someone truly understands the message of grace and good news, we're compelled to speak. It's not, I have to speak. It's a, I get to speak. Oh my goodness. We get to tell the message. It comes from inside us. It's not a message we're guilted into speaking. The message just pours out of our own story. So what are some of the secrets of fulfilling this challenge to tell the world about Jesus and the gift that he offers? We're going to talk about four things today that may help you discover that gift and secret for yourself. The first one is telling it through your bliss. What brings you bliss? What truly makes you happy? Where do you find your greatest joy? Chances are good that where you find your bliss is also where you'll find your call. You've probably heard someone in their life say, oh, I love to teach. There's something amazing that happens. It stirs inside me, and I get to prepare a lesson, and I can never get enough of the learning and the teaching experience. Or someone else might say, oh, man, I get such a thrill preparing a meal for friends. It's so great to see their eyes light up when they taste my latest creation. Or, I'm a fixer. I love the challenge of taking something that others would most likely throw away and returning it back to something cool and useful. Or maybe my favorite thing to do in my spare time is helping people think through a difficult situation. For some reason, when I spend time with people and really listen, they seem to get a better idea of what they need to do next in their lives. I don't have all the answers, but sometimes God just shows up in conversations, and after we pray, it's like they have hope. Our bliss is often a key part of finding out what exactly we were created and gifted to do for God. Finding our bliss as children, it's pretty easy. But as adults, we lose our bliss in deadlines, responsibility, financial struggles, and exhaustion. We forget why we were even created. When we talk about our bliss, or when we talk, I guess, out of our bliss, people will listen. But if we're talking because, oh, we have to do it, we're going to be ineffective. That's not the best way to share. So we have to ask ourselves, what is it that I really get great joy doing in this life? C.S. Lewis wrote, "Our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We're half-hearted creatures fooling about when infinite joy is offered us, like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased." The second secret, tell it as a child. As adults, we grow out of things that we should grow into. We encounter a world that thrives on uniformity instead of creativity, duty instead of passion, and repression instead of expression. Matthew 19, 13 to 15 says, "Then children were brought to him." You guys are going to recognize this because first and second grade, this was their memory verse this week. "Then children were brought to him, so he might put his hands on them and pray, but the disciples rebuked them. Then Jesus said, 'Leave the children alone, and don't try to keep them from coming to me, because the kingdom of heaven is made up of people like this.' After putting his hands on them, he went on from there." I think it's pretty cool when we don't really plan things, but a memory verse in the text is a memory verse at school. So reinforcing. God definitely puts his hands in these things. As adults, we become worried about our words. We lose courage to speak honestly. We lose courage to ask questions. Perhaps it's because we're afraid. It could be that we don't know what other people will think about us. We learn not to cry in public as much as we can. We don't really celebrate with a good belly laugh in public. We really don't talk about eternal things. What we do is we get worried about what others will think. The message of the gospel is ridding ourselves of the grown-up skills of hiding, coding, and manipulating. We must learn to be less childish and more childlike. Accept as ye become little children. Except you can wake up on your 50th birthday with the same forward-looking excitement and interest in life that you enjoyed when you were 5. You cannot enter the kingdom of God. One must not only die daily, but every day we must be born again. I have the privilege of spending my day with children. I get to hear some of those questions that they're not scared to ask. Where's heaven? How did Jesus do that? How do we know there's a God? How did he walk on water? I want to do that. How did he part the Red Sea? And then it was dry. They walked on dry land. It should be muddy. Hey, I love the way their little minds work. We probably think those same things. I know I love questions. They're one of my favorite things to ask. So you just have questions that roll around in your head. But as a child, boop, it just pops right out. And they don't mind. And they have such incredible questions. They don't have that sense of feeling inferior or this might be a bad question. They're children, and they're innocent, and they want to know, and they want to learn. Somewhere in the midst of all that growth, we lose contact, and we lose that curiosity. The third secret is to tell it with a sense of adventure. This resurrection life you received from God is not a timid, grave-tending life. It's adventurously expectant, greeting God with a childlike, "What's next, Papa?" God's Spirit touches our spirits and confirms who we really are. We know who he is, and we know who we are, Father and children. And we know we're going to get what's coming to us, an unbelievable inheritance. We go through exactly what Christ goes through. If we go through hard times with him, then we're certainly going to go through the good times with him. And that comes from Romans 8:15-17. I love adventurously expectant. I mean, that is just good language. And that's what a child goes through. And somewhere along that line, we lose that. Unless we embrace the Great Commission as an amazing adventure, we're going to be ineffective in our efforts. I have some questions for you. Do we feel like the gospel is a burden? Do we think of church as an amazing adventure? Or just another box to check off the to-do list? Do we have childlike excitement about reading the Bible and sharing what we learn? And are we treading water? Or are we dancing with joy? I have a very short video clip to share with you. Get Miss Cindy to start that.
Echoes in my soul.
Jesus calls us to an adventure, stepping out onto that road. He challenges us to risk. He also says, the harvest is abundant, but the workers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest. We want to start here. If we don't start here, what happens? And here it goes. Okay. Where's the chocolate when you need it? Okay. We want to create an environment where children are valued, where they're taught not only about God, but also how to go and tell others about God. We have a harvest that's ripe right here. And we want to do everything that we can to give them the skills and the knowledge that God loves them so that they can share that love so it beams out of them. And other people go, what is it about these kids? That's what we would like to do. And we need your help to do that. Okay, so my kiddos, I need your help again. We're going to sing, and I'm going to breathe deeply. If you all will stand with us, we're not going to teach you the motions, but you'll catch on very, very quickly, and then we will close with prayer.
We don't have an order. Dear Lord, thank you for everyone that can be here, and thank you so that they can have a wonderful day, and thank you so they have a good day tomorrow, and thank you so they can have great memories. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you all so much for coming today. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We invite you to stay for lunch and some fellowship.